in the spring of 1961, obviously we still had this business about a water supply on the farm. It's always been a challenge in that country. And so that's when we constructed that round concrete cistern out to the west end of the house. Those things were quite common. In fact, I was on many different bees around the neighborhood where we put those cisterns in for various people. A bunch of guys would get together and they could rent these inside forms from the local lumberyard or wherever. And then you got a slush scraper and a tractor and a bunch of guys that knew how to use a shovel, and you dug a round hole, approximately a foot and a half bigger in diameter than these forms. In that clay soil, you usually could manage it fairly well if you didn't let it stand too long. And so there would be a bee where you would dig maybe 3 or 4 feet the first day, and the next day the gang would arrive and you would go down the last 4 feet, scoop out the center, and quickly try and put these forms in, which were basically curved pieces of plywood 8 feet high. The form made the inside wall, and then the soil was the outside wall for pouring the concrete. So everybody had to be ready. When the form went in, you started up your cement mixer with the gravel already on site and everything else that you needed, and you poured those walls that same afternoon. It had to be done because that clay, while it was looked so tough, as though you couldn't put a shovel in it, when you take away one side of an excavation like that, that stuff could start to slide and it would be just like wet sugar. And there was many an anxious moment at various times when we were trying to get these forms in and get the cement in place before we were subject to caving. I guess you could say we were fortunate in ours. We had rented a larger set of forms, and the cistern is actually 10 feet in diameter and 8 feet deep. And in the spring of 1961, we were going into the driest season, I guess almost on record. And after seeding, when we did this job, the trees in the immediate area there had already sucked out all the moisture from that ground. And we literally had to take turns with a grub hole down there trying to break that soil up and get it into this slush scraper to dig out that hole. And I think that the walls of that thing would have stood for a month. So at least there wasn't that problem. But what a man killer. I'm telling you, there were quite a few people kind of dragging their knuckles that night because it was a larger pour than usual because of the extra diameter and the brutal hard work that had gone into it. We started early in the morning and it was well after supper before we finally got it done.